This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
You ain't got no class like me, man. I'm an aristocrat.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Mark Hockman.
I have this fantasy of becoming obese and bedridden and having people bring me food.
What's your favorite pasta? The gabagool?
Channing Crowder.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight. I lost my virginity watching Bill dance.
Google me, bro.
Alejandro Solana.
So Billy the Marlin isn't a bird? I'm basically a professional kayaker.
Sports.
I used to hang out with Chris Volstead.
Okay.
I would just like to confirm I am wearing underwear today.
You know what else is great all the time, doesn't matter what the scenario? Bagpipes.
Finish your damn string cheese.
Jimmy Jewelry.
More sports.
Come on, repeat after me.
Here comes the Blackfoot.
The most sports.
Jimmy, you've never had an injury?
No. I stretch.
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Hi, it's a football Friday. We're on the air a little bit late because the Hurricanes basketball team had to play once again. And unfortunately, they lost again. And again, I don't think it's that big a deal, the Charleston Classic. But if you listen to Joe Zagacki, he really seems to be cut by these two losses yesterday by Hurricanes hoops. But he'll get over it. Hopefully they'll win on Saturday, tomorrow, and all will be good in the world of Joe Zagacki. So here's the scoop. We've got, you know, an hour and a half together today on this Football Friday. We were supposed to be out at Gulfstream Park this afternoon, and after the Hurricanes lost yesterday to Drake, we postponed our live broadcast at Gulfstream till Saturday, December 6th. So on Saturday, December 6th, we'll be live at Gulfstream Park. We're not out there today. So Crowder, speaking of Thanksgiving, which is the opening of championship meet at Gulfstream, I had to make a final call yesterday on whether we're having turkey, you know, and stuffing and potatoes and vegetables and whatever. I just wanted to make sure that everyone in the Hockman family wanted to sign off on this. And, and, you know, because I was adamant last year not doing this again. The whole house smells like turkey, and we have an apartment now, so it's, you know, it's not like we're at the Crowder Mansion where, you know, there's rooms and rooms for it to dissipate.
It's a shack.
So we had to make a final call because I said to Lori, we were out at dinner last night, and I said, listen, if you want to cook, because she likes to cook, and my thought was we're going to order in. Like, we've got to figure something out. And I texted DJ, my son. I let him be the final arbiter. He's in Boston. Don't ask me why. I don't know why. He's in Boston. And so I said, listen, I'm not planning on, he doesn't know anyone in Boston. I don't know what he's doing in Boston.
Trust me.
He met somebody in Boston.
Yeah, he knows somebody.
He knows somebody.
If he was in Baltimore, I'd get nervous. If he was in Atlantic City, I'd get nervous with the wire. So I said, listen, my intention is no turkey, no stuffing, no potatoes. Do something, you know, non-traditional. He said, I'm down with that. So I gave him his choice.
I said, we can do steak, we can do ribs, we can do lasagna.
Hmm.
What do you think he chose?
Steak.
Solana?
I think your son likes to do what I like to do, which is annoy you. I think he told you he wants turkey.
So that's funny. He does like to annoy me. You know how I can tell you that he likes to annoy me? Yesterday when he was flying to Boston last night at like midnight, mm-hmm. getting out of Dodge. But no, he's with friends.
I bet he is.
So I text him, hey, where are you? And he's like, I'm at the gate. And I'm like, so where are your seats? And he's like, here at the gate. And I go, well, no. Where are your seats on the plane? And his answer was, on the plane. So, yes, he does like to annoy me. He is a Hawkman. And then he texted me yesterday. And I didn't even, like, I was following him on I was following the flight tracker. So I knew because he was landing about 1:30 in the morning. And I didn't even tell him to text me when he got in, but he did. I thought it was so nice. So he texted 1:31 a.m., made it. And I said, cool, on the ground? And he said, yeah, plane is upside down. But other than that, all good. I said, you know, I love this kid. I love this kid.
Why are you tracking his flight?
Because I got to know.
You're stalking. You got to know what?
I can't sleep until he's on the ground. I can't. How can I sleep?
Really?
I'm going to go to sleep. It's his first. Well, it's not his first flight because they went to the Bahamas over spring break. But hey, we're leaving Thursday night to Boston with some friends. Like, hey, still my little guy.
Hulk, that's a grown ass man mm-hmm. that can vote, make babies, and pay bills. You're stalking him.
Well, I'd like him to start DJ. With one of those, and it's the paying bills.
Hey, DJ, turn off your location on your phone. You got to stalk.
I was doing flight tracker on Google. He can't turn off the Google flight tracker.
Leave that grown-ass man alone. He's enjoying life.
My iPhone doesn't work in the air. I had to use the Google flight tracker.
He's not hanging out with the boys and playing pinochle. It's a woman up there, Hawk. I'm sorry.
Nah, they went to go see football or something.
Nah, but this is this transcends, you know, Hawk and his son. You should let people know you're leaving on a flight, no matter your age, no matter who you are, no matter your status.
When you leave, like, hey,
of course.
Like, wheels up?
Yeah, wheels up. Like, hey, I'm going on a flight. And then you land, like, hey, made it.
Right, that's common courtesy.
Of course.
Certainly for your son.
Your family, your relatives, you let people know, hey, I'm going on a flight.
And what's that going to do?
Everybody's going to know.
He let me know he was going on a flight. Like, I knew he was going to Boston.
Yeah, but if they're, God, knock on wood, all we got to knock on. If something goes wrong with that flight, you knowing that that crashed is going to help that flight not crash. Like, it's a waste of time.
No, but I'm not going to sleep through it. You want me to wake up at 9 the next morning?
Hawk, you're going to do this till you die? That's a grown-ass man.
No, I'm going to do it while he's my young son. I mean, that's part of
being
a father.
How old is DJ?
20.
He's 20. He's a grown man.
Can't even buy a beer.
He's a grown man that can travel by himself.
He's not. He's a student. And he did travel by himself, but I can know when he takes off and lands.
For what? To stalk him.
What do you mean for what?
To stalk him.
Because I care about him.
You stalk him.
I'm stalking him when I know what his travel plans are?
Leave him alone. You want him to call you if he stops at the gas station, too? He grabs.
No, but I'd like him to let me know if he lands or if he takes off. I think Solana's right. That's like common courtesy. Even when you're 30 and 40 years old, that's common courtesy for your family.
It doesn't matter how old you are. Every time I'm sitting on the airplane before wheels up, I send a little selfie to my parents on the plane.
Right.
Then I land.
Yeah, because they pay your bills and you have your dad's American Express. So you have to be nice to them.
But Solana, they probably do the same thing because it's a caring family.
Absolutely. Solana, yeah, we have a group chat.
You're closer to retirement than you are to being a kid. You're not a child.
This whole thing about, paying my bills. Hey, jackass, I live at the radio station. What do you think? They're paying me in Monopoly money? Enough with that. You know why I send it to them, Crowder? Because they're family. I love them.
Hey, Solana,
I want them to know that everything's
Solana,
okay.
before you moved into your home, congratulations. Mm-hmm. Who was paying the bills for the last 10 years at your condo?
Me.
Lie.
If
lie,
not, you don't think lie. I you don't think I'd be at 11 every night with a table how I was in college when my parents were paying bills? Instead,
Starface booth.
Instead, I'm producing radio shows at 10 o'clock at night.
So you're telling me right now that all these flights I'm on, because I left this week. I guess why I couldn't make it to Whiskey Stars and Cigars. I was in New York. I should text Pauline and Randy. I'm 40. They're in their 70s. Mm-hmm. And tell them I'm taking off and I'm landing.
Yeah. And to be quite honest, no joke, you should be texting your radio family as well, me and Solana and
man,
Jimmy.
You,
I'm not even lying. I'm not
just
even
for
lying.
What?
You should
for
be
what?
Texting us. You should be texting us when you take off and land, so we know, so we're not worried.
100%.
Why are you worried? I'm a grown person.
I know, but it doesn't mean that things don't happen. I can worry about you, and I do worry about you.
Don't worry about me.
Well, I'm worried about you.
No, I'm putting it on there. I'm letting you know now. I don't want you to worry about me.
You can't tell me not to worry about you. In fact, that makes me worry more.
Y'all are crazy.
Anyway, the bottom line of the story is he chose steak. So we're having steak for Thanksgiving. This is the longest thing to get to that. Yes, we are not having turkey at the Hockman House. We're having steak.
You got to do it big with the steak, though, Hawk. Don't get no round sirloins. You got to go.
Oh, no, we're doing three petite fillets. We're throwing it down.
You eat meatballs. Lord, make three meatballs. Petite fillets.
All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break, obviously, abbreviated show today.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What is life if you can't have arroz con pollo?
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour on a football Friday, an abbreviated Hawkman and Crowder program. Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, that is the spot to watch Panthers games. They had the official watch party yesterday with the Panthers. They have another one coming up December 3rd. And one other reminder, the Triple Lindy, one of the tap room's favorite and most requested beers, is now available in cans to take home. That is the Triple Lindy at Funky Buddha Brewery. I heard from a number of people during the commercial break, including the Ticket Wizard, who say they are now worried about you when you travel and would like you. Somebody texted in, Crowder. This is very similar to when you got COVID and were very sick and you didn't tell any of us.
Nope.
You remember?
Why would I tell y'all that I have COVID? I wasn't very sick. I worked through it all. I worked
how
every
could you
day.
Not,
I wasn't that
how
sick.
Could you not tell your friends that you have COVID and you're suffering?
I was fine. I was working. I was talking. I was living. I was
nah,
going.
I think you missed like, a show
was,
or two.
Okay. I did the research because y'all are ridiculous on this, and this is crazy. I don't know if I'm jaded because I travel twice a week, right? In the United States of America, 18.3 million flights take off a year,
mm-hmm.
right? You know the last commercial flight that crashed? Was in 2000.
No, it's not for a crash.
So what's it for? What are you so worried about them flying for?
Because it's just like, hey, I'm where I'm supposed to be. I've arrived at my destination.
And what was going to happen in the air? They were going to what? Get beat up on the plane?
No, it's just a common courtesy. I'm at where I'm at.
So 15 years ago was the last commercial flight. That's 275 million plus flights have not gone down. You're more acceptable to being struck by lightning, eaten by an alligator, getting
You've
shot in a robbery,
totally
getting
wrong.
Yeah.
No, getting
You've got
kidnapped.
This totally wrong. You saw the movie Taken, right? You saw the movie Taken?
Eaten.
Why did Liam Neeson's want his daughter to call when she got to Paris? To tell
you have
to
a better
tell him
chance.
That she didn't crash? Why did he want her to call?
And she called him when she landed, and then she got kidnapped and put into sex trafficking. Hawk, you have a better chance of getting
she
sex trafficked than
she
crashing.
She didn't call him.
You have a better chance of getting eaten by a pack of wolves.
Had she called him, he would have alerted her to be careful of the sex trafficker who was taking her picture and then sharing a cab with her.
eaten by a pack of wolves, mauled by a bear, killed in a riptide. Do you call your son every time he goes to the beach? Because he might have been sucked out in a riptide.
Well, but I do appreciate if he lets me know, hey, I'm going to the beach. And I appreciate when he lets me know, hey, I'm home from the beach.
Caught on an elevator and decapitated. It happened last year in Boston.
That's a big fear of mine.
Crushed by a car. And while changing a car tire,
also
happened last year in the United States, killed.
That's why I don't change tires, actually.
You know how dozens of people got killed by debris.
This has nothing to do with getting killed, though.
No, it does.
Dude, it has nothing to do with it. You can't say that it does. It has nothing to do with it.
Okay, so I am in less. I'm in less turmoil by getting on the plane than I am of driving up the street. Yeah, so do I need to call y'all every time I go to the gas station?
Sure.
Yeah, if you're going somewhere out of the ordinary, absolutely. I'd like to know that you've arrived and you've made it.
You know, do you know a number of people? The most car accidents happen within a mile of your
home? Why do you keep talking about accidents?
Because you're saying like you're in danger. You're not in danger flying on a plane.
It's a common courtesy.
It's not a common courtesy, my ass. It's silly that people think these planes. Y'all are fear mongers.
Crowder,
y'all are fear mongers.
Somebody texts in, I'm 28, live alone, pay my bills in a different state, and I still text my mom and siblings when I fly.
Of course.
Get the titty out your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Crowder.
Y'all are ridiculous.
Crowder,
you're
Asia.
Ridiculous.
Asia goes on a flight. With her friends. Let's just say, Asia goes on a flight with her friends.
Have a good one. You're a grown woman.
I don't like how your eyes lit up when I started this sentence, but I'll continue. She goes to Europe. She travels to Paris with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
She lands. You don't hear from her for a week. You're cool with that?
A week?
A week?
Yeah, a week.
A week's a long time.
Okay, so
you do care.
When do you need to be checked
this
in?
Whole,
with?
So this
you do
whole
care.
Check in. You just said, "Hey, tires up, tires down."
Yeah, common courtesy.
For what? For what's going to happen on this plane?
Nothing. Common courtesy. Don't you know common courtesy is common?
Common nothing. Y'all are fear mongers about planes. I traveled. Over what I think 250,000 miles or something last year.
It has nothing to do with planes though, because when he takes the train home from Tampa, I like to know when he gets on the train, and I like to know when he gets home from the train.
He needs to call you every time he gets in a motor vehicle because there is a better chance of him getting in trouble, getting hurt, getting anything driving down the street than there is of him getting hurt on a plane.
But I'm not worried about him getting hurt on a
plane.
What
are you worried about happening?
Him traveling to a different place.
Oh, he's a grown-up.
Yeah, but still, you travel to a different place. You're not familiar with the surroundings. I've seen this movie a million times.
Mm-hmm. And what, Liam Neeson's going to come? You're flying to Boston if he doesn't call you?
You ever see Vacation with Chevy Chase?
Yes, I have.
What happened when they took a wrong turn, ended up in the back alleys of St. Louis? What happened?
Ooh. All the black dudes ran out and started
cussing.
That's
right. He ended up with Honky spray-painted on the family truckster. Honky was spray-painted. Yeah. Listen, he wasn't killed. He was in the wrong place. Didn't know where he was. Would have been nice if he checked in with Cousin Eddie.
And what's Cousin Eddie going to do? And what? And nothing happened.
Well, listen, things can happen.
Good old spray paint honky.
And when Liam Neeson's daughter finally checked in, he was able to, you know, he's got a particular set of skills, but he was able to track her down and kill all the killers. Spoiler alert.
This is fear-mongering about these flights.
There's no fear-mongering. It has nothing to do with flights.
They're going to take off, and I'm going to tell you what the end of the story is. They're going to land in their destination. That's what flights have done, commercial flights. Since 2009 was the last time a flight crashed in the United States.
This has more to do with common courtesy and the perfect example. I appreciate the texter reminding us that you never let us know that you had COVID.
Yeah.
It's just a common courtesy. You let those around you know, hey, okay, I'm battling an illness and I appreciate the thoughts and prayers.
And what are y'all going to say? Get well soon,
yeah,
big man.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Thoughts and prayers.
And that's gonna probably get the virus out of my system.
Hey, listen, that's what you do when you have a relationship with someone. That's
no,
what you
don't.
Do.
Right.
You know what you do? I live life, you live life, and our lives cross every now and again.
When are you traveling next?
Sunday.
Okay. I want a text on our thread.
No.
Yes.
Oh, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna take off Sunday. Spoiler alert, I'm gonna land, I'm gonna work, and guess what? I'm going to take off again on a red eye.
Do me a favor.
And then I'm going to fly through the night.
When
it's going to be dark outside.
When you take off on Sunday, please let me know. When you land Sunday, please let me know. And then when you take off on the red eye, please let me know. And when you land, please let me know.
For what?
Well, now I'm going to worry if I don't hear from you on Sunday.
After the show, I got a charity event to go to. I'll call you when I leave my house.
Where is it?
Something happens. It's in Fort Lauderdale. It's like a 30-minute drive, so it's
I would appreciate if you text me when you get there. I would appreciate if you text me when you get there. Mm-hmm. Is it out east in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, it's about out on the water.
Yeah, I mean, it's the weekend, and things happen there. So, yes, no, I would appreciate that. And let me know when you're leaving.
This is silly. This is silly.
I can't blame you. I can't blame you for not telling us you had COVID, because every time I tell you guys about my ailments, it turns into a segment on the air. So, you know, what's the deal here, Hawk?
Millions of people have COVID.
You had jet lag.
And you're the only person that gums break down. We've never heard your gums breaking down. Like, whose gums melt?
Well, your tooth falls out, so.
It shoots out. That's another reason we're worried about you. What if you're traveling somewhere and all your teeth fly out?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to land and go to a dentist, because I'm a grown-up that lives.
What if I need to Uber Eats you some soup? Because all your teeth flew out of your mouth.
I don't buy this for a second, though, by the way, because there's no way Crowder's flying all over the country the way he does, and he's not checking in with Asia every single time.
Of course. Of course. No, he's lying. His whole segment's a lie.
Lana, I'll be honest. I do call her when I take off and land. I don't get the point of it, though.
I mean, after that entire diatribe,
you call her when you take off and land.
It's for her. I don't understand the point of it.
This entire diatribe.
I don't understand the point of it.
That was a shocking ending. That one I did not see coming.
A pack of wolves.
Yeah. When we go through them again, mauled by a bear, riptide.
Crowder was the only person keeping Airphone in business. He was checking in every 20 minutes with his family.
Head crushed in an elevator. Falling debris.
Funny. All right, let's get the headlines, because we really only have a very short period of time. I did want to talk some football. And everybody, text us on the text line wherever you're going and whenever you get there.
Leave me alone.
Let's get headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana.
This first headline is for Gino Toretta, in case he's listening. Kendall Fuller is out, still in concussion protocol.
Leave Gino alone.
But Kendall Fuller is out. No surprise. Tron Armstead, Alec Ingold, both questionable against the New England Patriots tomorrow. The whole injury report was released about an hour ago. Isaiah Wynn, also questionable. And that means he would be activated off the IR, or the PUP list, excuse me, off the PUP list.
All right.
Yeah, New England also has a bunch of players on the injury report. Bunch of guys questionable for them as well. But Dolphins right now, it's Teron Armstead, Alec Ingold, Isaiah Wynn, and Patrick McMorris, who's not going to play anyways. Questionable, Kendall Fuller out. Everybody else, including Julian Hill, Javon Holland, Robert Jones, Mostert, Poyer, Ramsey, they're all good to go for Sunday.
How about Daniel Jones? He's gone. He's gone from the Giants. That was it.
Released.
We called it yesterday. There's no reason. Yeah, like, you just let him go. Who said? Was it Ben Volen?
Yeah.
They were like, just let him go home. Like, yep. He can't go on another team. He can't this. The contract's done. Trade deadline's over. Just let him go home and chill.
Oh, I just saw a push notification. Brock Purdy is out against the Packers on Sunday.
Devontae Smith out for the Eagles as well, dealing with that hamstring injury.
All right.
Well, my fantasy teams are cooked.
I hope the 49ers beat the hell out of the Green Bay Packers so we can have a little easy Thanksgiving game.
You guys saw the weather in Green Bay?
It's supposed to be like cold and snowy.
There was a picture yesterday of the stadium. It's snowed in completely. Obviously, this game is still a week away, but...
Did you watch the game last night in Cleveland?
That was cool.
That was great, man. Did you ever play in that kind of weather?
No, not I played in cold as hell, but I've never played in that kind of snow. Like
where
that.
The snow is sticking. And I love watching that. I thought that was so cool.
It's cool. It's funny you say that because the actual gameplay is boring as hell because they just throw out routes and run the ball over and over again.
It's true what you're saying. Like, it's not great football, especially not the type of football we like, which is just elite offenses scoring points. But there's something magical about flurries and snow. It's football, man. You know? That's like gridiron NFL films type of stuff. Or at least that's what Jameis Winston said yesterday.
Yeah. I was about to say, I saw that clip.
I love him. I want him on the Dolphins so badly.
I was just praying on the sideline because that fourth quarter, it really was like it was a whole paradigm shift. Like, we were playing so well offensively, and then bang, bang, back-to-back drives with turnovers. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, like, this is really an NFL's film moment. The snow starts pouring down. It starts getting, like, my feet started getting heavy because I'm squishing through the snow. And, man, it was so good. And it was so great to end up getting that win.
I love him. I root for him, and it's weird because obviously being a Hurricane, I never did. I really root for him. I like him a lot.
I do too. Did you see the part where he knows it was going to snow because he FaceTimed his wife and his baby was eating snow that morning?
Now
he wanted to eat snow, and God put the snow in front of him. Like, this dude is awesome to talk to.
He's eating W's. He's eating snow. Guy loves to eat. Crab legs. Guy loves to eat.
You got to pay for the snow, Jameis. Crab legs cost.
Whenever he retires, the NFL needs to hire him, or CBS, anybody needs to hire him. And anytime there's a snow game, fly him in to do the broadcast. Oh,
I think he'll be a good TV analyst, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got that captivating personality.
Yes, he'll have a job all day long when he retires.
All right, so Sunday, Dolphins, 1 p.m. Tomorrow, though, noon kickoff, the Miami Hurricanes play their final home game of the regular season, and it'll be Cam Ward's final game at Hard Rock Stadium. Unless the Canes make the semifinal, one of which would be at Hard Rock Stadium, Orange Bowl. Yeah. So, but no guarantees there. That's a noon kickoff tomorrow right here on WQAM.
Appreciate the texter. Someone says, I'm headed down to the basement to do some laundry. Stairs can be tricky. Let you know when I'm back upstairs. I appreciate that. Somebody says, headed home now, fellas. Hour and a half traffic. All good. Got some Swisher Sweets.
Damn.
Still delivering mail, fellas. Gonna hit Taco Bell on my way home. All right. Appreciate that.
They're all in one game than getting on the plane.
Leaving work now. Hollywood, 441 and Griffin. Heading home to Lauderdale by the sea. ETA, 40 minutes.
Ooh, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
You never know what this world put in front of you.
Somebody texts in, what a shocking admission after all that. Did Crowder take lessons from Solana about telling false stories? That was like a Solana kayaking story. And the end is, no, I've never kayaked.
It's two parties in this situation, everyone. There's two parties in this.
The Miami Heat are going to play on Sunday versus the Dallas Mavericks. It was good news today. A bunch of guys practiced. Jaime Jaquez Jr., Terry Rozier back on the hardwood. It'll be a 6 p.m. start time versus the Dallas Mavericks.
All right.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy right now in South Florida. Nice day in South Florida, actually. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
Maybe the best day of the year. Spectacular out.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hi, all. Kermit the Frog here.
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. That'd be a fun place to hang out this weekend. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. What are you laughing at?
Somebody just sent me the video of Rick James on the Chappelle Show when he's like, it ain't no reason for me to stomp on his couch, put mud on his couch. You know, that don't make no sense. What am I, crazy? I'm not going to do that. Yeah, I stomped on his couch.
That's you. 100%. 100% you.
Oh, they were like, damn.
Shocking. Because even when you acknowledge that you do everything you just argued against, you acknowledged it in an intense and aggressive fashion. It wasn't even like you slunk away. You're like, no. Yeah, that's right. I call her when I leave and when I get there.
Yeah, I stomped on Eddie's couch.
So Dolphins on Sunday are 7.5-point favorites right now on the Hard Rock app. Just see, I think I asked you yesterday. So Tua passing over under is 246.5. Drake May 219.5. Did you see what Ben Volen tweeted at us today, Crowder?
No, what did he tweet?
Ben Volen tweeted at us. I had so many tweets today because I did a Mount Rushmore today. The movie Casino was released 29 years ago today, so I did a Mount Rushmore of gambling movies. And I know Casino's not really even a gambling movie, but it's part of the fun for me of the Mount Rushmores is to take a little liberty where people might get a little outraged. So my Mount Rushmore of gambling movies is Uncut Gems, Casino, Rounders, and Indecent Proposal, which is not so much of a gambling movie either, but it's a great scene at the craps table when
it is.
Robert Redford is there. But I have so many tweets in response to this calling me every name in the book. But I got to find what Ben Volen tweeted at us.
I have it here. If you want to sign Drake May jersey, like, comment, and follow them, the New England Patriots account, by the way.
I mean, he was all in on Drake May yesterday. And then he was texting me nonstop after the show. He's like, haven't you watched this game? Didn't you see this? I'm like, buddy, I'm not there yet on Drake May.
I'm not there, but I got a small bet in on Drake May over 219.5 and Drake May over 25.5 yards rushing. Parlayed.
Because you think they'll be playing from behind for the passing yards, and he's going to have to make something happen with his feet.
Dolphins pass rush seemed like, they were getting after, Matt Stafford. And it's just, last week they were getting after him. So he's going to take off 20, 26 yards, and then they're playing from behind, and he gets the 20. I should have parlayed the Dolphins winning with it, but this is a Ben Volen parlay that I just put in.
This is begging me to bet it. The Tua rushing over is down to 2.5. I mean, they're begging me to bet the Tua rushing over. 2.5?
And they blitz a lot.
I mean,
they blitz a lot.
I don't think he's ended up with 0 yards rushing, but for the one game last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to go back and look. We don't have time because we have such an abbreviated show, but I'm telling you, he takes off. I mean, we know he takes off because he ends up on his back in the fencing motion.
2.5 is low. I like that too.
2.5 is low.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a no lose bet, right? I mean, you can't lose that one.
Until he throws the ball as soon as it touches his hand.
Yeah. He's hit that in all but two games. Against Buffalo the second time, not the first time. Even though the first time he had 17 yards rushing.
No. Oh, right. The first time where he got concussed.
Right, but he had 17.
He hit the over on rushing.
Yeah, he had 17 yards in that game.
Yeah, I had it. Yeah.
The last game, he had 0 carries, 0 yards. Against the Rams, right. He had 1 carry for -1 yard, minus a yard. But against Buffalo, in Buffalo, 2 carries, 3 yards. Versus Arizona, 3 carries, 13 yards. He had that one rush where he actually slid and the whole stadium went nuts, like if we had actually won a playoff game. Yeah. But it was just the fact that our quarterback didn't get concussed on a dive, which is incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm taking it.
They're begging me not to bet
I'm
this
putting
thing.
It in. I'm putting it in now.
Yeah. Devon Achane, 65.5 yards is his rushing over. Mostert doesn't even have a prop. He will come Sunday as long as he's on the active list, but that's shocking that he doesn't even have a rushing prop.
It's something. I just said it got to be, I don't know, moving on. Or you know what else I've heard is like a lot of people were paying. I think I was listening to Joe and somebody, maybe Pete Prisco earlier this week, and they were like, it's almost like McDaniels is kind of cracking down more. If you make mistakes, he's not going to be your friend. And, oh, you fumble twice, you can't get any more
kids.
Like, he needs to crack down more. Yeah, so that thought, I don't know if it's something he said or something he did, but, I saw Raheem this week at a charity event, and I didn't bring up football. We talked about kids.
Did he drop anything? Was he holding the glass? He drop anything? No, just asking for a friend.
The water glass was shaking in his hand. I'm like, you okay?
Miami, by the way, Hurricanes are 23.5 point favorites now over Wake Forest. It was 25 and 25.5 all week. Now it's 23.5. Florida is a 12.5 point dog hosting Ole Miss.
Yeah. I wouldn't take the points.
Just get your
I'm not going to bet the game, but no, they beat LSU. Don't act crazy now. You watch the LSU game. Yeah, but
FIU, they're a 9.5 point favorite at Kennesaw State tomorrow, Solana.
Things aren't going too well in FIU land right now. Everybody's out on the head coach. The head coach questioned the history of the program. Players are allegedly not loving his leadership. They're not bowl eligible. I mean, it is the depths of hell for the Panthers.
Well, no, the depths of hell is up here in Boca with FAU, who already got rid of Tom Herman after a season and a half.
Y'all thought you were going to a bowl?
Yeah, I mean, second year of Coach Mac. I mean, come on. What are we doing here, Coach?
When's the last time they went? They went to a bowl when Mario was there.
Yeah, no, they went to several bowls. They won a bowl game with Mario. That was T.Y. Hilton. FIU's been to 5 bowls.
Bro, T.Y. Hilton's 42 years old.
Also, Miami has 5 championships, 5 national championships. You're holding up 5 fingers. Like, we've been to 5 bowl games. One of them, I was the program director at 790. We aired it. It was the Motor City Bowl in Detroit. Mm-hmm. How's that bowl doing nowadays, by the way?
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember that one? It was the Motor City Bowl. We aired it. That's the one they won, I think, right?
That's the one that they won. Yeah. They've won multiple bowls. They played in the Bahamas Bowl.
Oh, goodness.
Why are you laughing? What's wrong with the Bahamas Bowl?
Because I've played in the Bahamas Bowl.
They didn't have lines on the field. They were just running around. They didn't know what the down and distance was.
They were running in circles like it was Midnight Express.
I was bold.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Smoke your grape swisher sweets if you got them.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. And when I hear mi burrito and it's getting chilly outside, I mean, this really is the best time of year in South Florida. Lori and I were out walking today because we didn't get on till late, and we had lunch outside at Meisner Park, and place ran out of avocado toast, though. It was very disappointing. I ended up with a pumpkin bread, which I don't even like. I mean, I didn't know what else to get, though.
It's getting chilly. The avocados are dying.
I guess so. There were two places at Meisner, both out of avocado toast. Yes. What are we doing here? Regardless.
I went today we shopped for the toy drive.
That's coming up when?
December 13th, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, with the Boys and Girls Club. And, it's not my money. It's a crazy number. But we bought $7,300 worth of toys.
Wow.
Today. Yeah, it was like 17 carts full of toys. It's going to be a good one this year.
Well, we will have the Channing Crowder Toy Drive December 13th, Boys and Girls Club. So we'll keep you posted as we get closer to that. You got Canes tomorrow at noon. You got Dolphins Sunday at 1 o'clock. These are the other NFL games. I'll ask you real quickly who jumps out at you as a possible bet. Dallas and Washington Sunday. Washington's a 10-point favorite.
I hate double-digit in NFL lines, but Dallas is terrible. Who is Cooper Rush?
I think this one's low, and I hate double digits, too. I think this is a low line.
Let's go. I'll go. And Jaden and them got beat last week. I think Dan Quinn gets some boys together, and they go out there and do something. I'd lay the 10.
Detroit is a 7-point favorite at Indianapolis. Anthony Richardson.
Lay that all day. They're trying to punish people. They did not have to score 52 points last week.
They did not.
I went back. They were showing like the second half. They're still throwing five wide out. They're up by 30. I think Dan Campbell's trying to prove something. So, yeah, I think they're going to punish.
It's going to bite him in the ass.
Indy. I think Indy's in trouble.
It's going to bite him in the ass.
In the kneecap.
In the kneecaps. He's not taking out Goff. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. He refuses to put in his backups. I don't understand why.
Because he bites people's kneecaps and asses. Like, he doesn't play that whole, we're up. No, y'all got 17 games to play. We're playing 17 games, Lana. Come on, now it's old school.
Chiefs are 11-point favorites at Carolina. I'm not touching that game.
I was going to say Hawks. I'm not touching. And the Panthers have been looking okay.
Panthers money line.
Vikings are 3.5-point favorites at Chicago.
They changed OCs, but 3.5 isn't. I don't know.
I don't think I would touch that one either.
Yeah.
Tampa is a 6-point favorite at the New York Giants and Tommy DeVito. Do you believe in the DeVito magic?
No, I'm betting that one. Todd Bowles, that defense versus Tommy DeVito, I'm laying that. I'm going to bet that one.
Yeah, I like that. I've liked Tampa all season long, and the Giants, normally I would say, you get rid of your quarterback and there's an emotional boost. Nah.
No. And I think they've given up. Like, think about it. They sent their – they didn't just replace him. They sent him home. Like, the morale in that locker room is bad. I'm betting that Tampa game. Tampa's going
to
be the hell out of this.
And then went to the third stringer. Houston Texans
are 7.5-point favorites hosting the Titans.
I don't like it. Titans are scrappy.
Yeah, I don't like that one either.
Yeah.
The Raiders, we saw them. Denver is a 6-point favorite at Vegas.
Hmm. I like Denver. So I might put that in the parlay.
Seattle is a 1-point favorite hosting Arizona.
Man, one's too low. Got to go money line on those games.
And Green Bay is a 5.5-point favorite hosting San Francisco. We learned today Brock Purdy is out for San Francisco, but they're a system style.
I would still play San Fran.
Plus the points.
Honestly, I play a player. We said 5.5? Yeah.
Yeah.
I might put that in something too. I still like San Fran.
And then finally, the Sunday night game. The Eagles are 2.5-point favorites at the L.A. Rams.
Ooh.
I like the Rams at home in prime time getting the points. I think I like the Rams there.
But the Eagles front, like the Dolphins, they can get to Matt Stafford. Like Matt Stafford's not leaving the pocket, and the Eagles got a hell of a front.
Eagles are schizophrenic, though. You never know which Eagles team you're getting.
Yeah. Is Josh Dobbs with the 49ers?
Yeah, but he's not their backup. He's not their backup.
Oh, man.
I would have put my mortgage.
I was going to ride with you, Hawk, on this job.
It's Brandon Allen, I think.
Over Josh Dobbs?
Jump him.
Well, it gives you a pretty good idea of, you know, what your Josh Dobbs opinion really means.
Huh. Well, that got turned around on me. Didn't see that coming.
I wanted Hawk to lose the mortgage. I wanted him to put a Post Malone bet on him.
That's going to do it for us on this abbreviated Football Friday. Sorry, Canes basketball lost 0-2 in the big old Charleston tournament. What are you going to do? Jim Larinaga will get it together. Everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Go Canes, go Dolphins, go Heat, go Panthers. We will speak with you el lunes.
Don't call nobody before you take off. I call people before I take off.
You need to need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Paff, paff, puss.
Take care, brush your hair.